Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Just like always, or if you've forgotten, grab all your study tools for a nice study, your Bibles, your concordance, your notepads, your iPads, pens, your pencils, your highlighters, all those things that you need for good study. And I'll ask anybody, if you can hear me clearly, just send out a little shout. Let me know that you can hear me clearly. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank thee for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day in which you said that you would meet with us. We thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of the week, strengthening us with your blessings of life, opening our hearts and our minds to the wonders of your word and bringing us to this moment to give you praise and give you honor through thy son, Yahushua. We ask of thee to open our minds so that we can receive the wonders of your word on this day. But ultimately, we thank thee for visiting us and dwelling with us and showing us your love. Thank you, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom again, family, friends, and listening audience. It's been a while. I think it's been about 6 weeks. But as we all know, or if you don't know, we just come out of the fall feast. And during that fall feast, I had the Father put a thought on my mind, He put a thought on my mind, and that's where this lesson comes from. And this lesson is titled, Speak With You, Father. And the reason why the title is that way is because, during feast, and, we're supposed to reflect on our life every day. But when we're in his holy season, he allows us to reflect a little more, because during the holy seasons, like some of us, at least I do, I try to take off. I try to separate myself from going to work and things that pertain to the world so that I can give my devoted attention to the Father and listening to what he has to say to me. So this year, we had very good weather out there, very good weather. It rained on us like twice, but, it wasn't a really bad rain. It was just a rain. I would say like a peaceful type of rain because it didn't, it didn't have a lot of wind with it. It just came and wet us up a little bit, but it only did 2 days. And because of that, we had a lot of good days and just out there in the park or in that forest, or we would say in the wilderness, having the opportunity to look up in the sky and see the beauty of the sky and you see the animals running around and smelling that fresh air. It was very, I think, invigorating. But like I said, I had an opportunity to reflect on myself. And one of the things that I reflected on was, my prayer life and speaking to the Father. And in reflecting, I realized that sometimes I go to the Father really bad, I felt sorrowful for it, and I kept apologizing. Throughout the course of, the feast. And even when the feast ended, I'm still, just still reflecting. I still have to keep apologizing because the Father deserves honor all the time. And because of that, regardless of how I realize that I can't just go to the Father any kind of way. And that's, that was the whole theme of this lesson, making sure that, we as believers, when we present ourselves before the Father, that we're always in the right standing. We're always presenting ourselves as that precious jewel. We're always presenting ourselves as Yahushua was. Perfect and obedient. Because if he is in us, then we will always, always present ourselves properly to the Father. We live in a system where people of authority, you just can't present yourself to them any kind of way. You can't speak to them any kind of way. And if you try to speak to them any kind of way, they remove you from the from his presence. That's in our time. That's in modern time. But let alone our Father, the one who gave us life, the one who sustained our life, how much more should we make sure that we present ourselves to him properly? And so when I was, you know, while I was out there, I was writing notes. And then when I came home, I looked at my notes and went to the scriptures. You know, as I'm reading my notes, the Father opening my mind to different scriptures. So, you know, in doing this, through some scriptures, went through his words. He guided me through his word, and I have these scriptures. But I'm going to let you know something. Today, I was going over the scriptures, and it was interesting. It was an interesting thought pattern, you know, and I got a little nervous. And I was nervous before presenting his word to you all today, you know, because I was, you know, slightly confused. And as we know, when confusion come about, we know that's the adversary. And that lets us know that we as individuals and we as people and we as teachers, sometimes we're confronted with certain things. And that's what happened to me earlier today. Confronted with some foolishness. But you know, as a believer, when you recognize it, you rise above it. You do these the different things that you need to do to rise above that. Because at the end of the day, when we're servant of the Most High, we have to do his will. We have to be obedient. So, with all that said, we're going to get into this word tonight. And hopefully you get an understanding of the title. May I speak with you, Father. And we must remember that he deserves honor all the time. Because he says in his word, he knows our thoughts before we even say them. But he also knows our feelings and what we go through. So I'm going to start off with a couple of definitions. And it's only two definitions. It's two words. So the first word is tone. And it means accent or inflection, expressive of a mood or emotion. Another definition is style or manner of expression in speaking or writing. I'm going to stop here for a minute. And the reason why I started there, because like I said in the introduction, when speaking with the Father, we have to, you know, our mood, you know, and our emotions cause us to have our tone to be different, you know. But we have to maintain and understand who we're talking with. Like I said, we're talking to the Father, the one who granted us life, the one who has a purpose for us, the one that we work for, ultimately. The second word is inflection, which is a word in the definition for tone. And inflection is change in pitch or loudness of the voice. Like I said before, you know, making sure that our tone or our, you know, pitch of our voice proper when we're going before the Father. just like when we're talking to one another, you know, I've been guilty of this one, you know, at times talking to someone and had the wrong tone, you know, the wrong, you know, the, you know, just I'd be wrong as far as how I'm speaking. And when you're speaking in the wrong tone or inflection, then a person may not receive what you're saying. You may be saying some really good stuff. You may be saying some things that will save their life. But because of how you present it, they may not even receive it. So the first scripture we're going to go to is Genesis chapter 18. I'm going to read verses 20 to 23. And this particular group of scriptures is dealing with Abraham interceding for his family member. And it reads, Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down and see whether their deeds are as bad as the reports which have come to me. If not, I will know. The men turned from there and went toward Sodom, and Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, will you consume the righteous with the wicked? So I went here because Abraham father a question. He's asking Yahweh a question in regards to consuming the righteous with the wicked. And if you read some more into the story, you know, he goes all the way, dwindling all the way down to just a few people. But what it was, you know, the father led me here because Abraham was one man pleading for a family member. And the father, Yahweh, listened to him. He allowed him to converse with him and present an argument, not really an argument, but present himself in a manner to the point where he was willing to save one man. You know, but so from here, we're going to go to another situation. And this is dealing with Moses. We're going to start in Exodus 19, verse 7 to 9. And it reads, Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. All the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken we will do. Moses reported the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, behold, come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. So this is another situation that we read in the scriptures where a man was speaking with Yahweh, and that man presented those words to the people, and the people said, you know, we'll listen to you. But Yahweh showed, you know, let the people know that he was speaking to Moses in their presence so that the people will know the authority that Moses has or has been given. From here, we're going to go to Exodus 32. We're going to read verses 30 to 33. And with this one, it's similar to what Abraham did. This is where Moses is interceding for the nation of Israel. And it reads, and it happened on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin. Now I will go up to Yahweh. Perhaps I shall make atonement for your sins. Moses returned to Yahweh and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made themselves gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, please blot me out of your book, which you have written. Yahweh said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out my book. So we're going to go, I went here because Moses was willing to give up his statute for the sake of the people and their great sin that they had committed. He was sacrificing himself for the people's sake. Sounds familiar? But then Yahweh said, No, I will deal with each individual based on their own sins. So we have to be mindful of that also. See, the Father deals with us based on our sins. But he also gives us an opportunity to get it right. He gives us the opportunity to get it right. So from here, we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And it reads, For there is one Father and one mediator between the Father and men, the man, Yahushua, the Messiah, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony in its own times, to which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in truth. So for Timothy, he was a teacher, and he was born the time when they was teaching the Gentiles. The Gentiles was coming into the fold of the ways of Israel. So just like Moses did or offered to do, this is what Yahushua has done, which takes you back to that scripture that says, talks about how a prophet will come from amongst your brethren and be unlike Moses. See, because Moses, as we read in the scriptures, was made Elohim, and Aaron was made his prophet. So it was like Elohim was on this earth. Because Moses was the lawgiver, he judged, he brought the rules down, but he wasn't the Messiah. But he was an example of what the Messiah would be doing when he came to this earth. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 11. Verses 38 to 44. And it reads, Yahushua, therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave and a stone laid against it. Yahushua said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Adoni, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Yahushua said to her, Did not I tell you that if you believe, you would see Yah's glory? So they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was laying. Yahushua lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you listened to me. I know that you always listen to me. But because of the multitude that stands around, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. He who was dead came out, bound hands and feet with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Yahushua said to him, free him and let him go. See, this is just another example of how the Messiah did some things just like Moses did. See, the Father spoke to Moses in the presence of the people. Yahushua talked to the Father in the presence of the people, even though he didn't have to do that. But he showed the authority of the Father, even though there are scriptures that talk about how the Father gave him authority over the heaven and the earth. So from here, we're going to go to John chapter 12, verse 49 and 50, and it reads, for I spoke not from myself, but the Father who sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. The things, therefore, which I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak. What we just read in the previous scriptures, these are the things that the Father told him to even say. And these are the things that Yahushua has done. These are the things that the previous prophets and teachers have done. Has followed that spirit that dwells within them, which is the spirit of the Father. But it's us who have to recognize that spirit of the Father that we gain through Yahushua. And if we understand that, then we're going to present ourselves to the Father, and he will utilize us in the manner in which he needs us to have him glorified. John chapter 14, verse 31. And it reads, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father commands me, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. So we have to understand that Yahushua loved his Father. And he, because of his love for his Father, he did what his Father wanted him to do. Now, if we love Yahushua, we're going to do as he did. And he did as the Father commanded him to do. And so, we must do what the Father commands us to do. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. And it reads, even as the Father has loved me, also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have spoken these things to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. So he wants us to be happy in doing the commandments. Happy because we are servants of the Father. Because he was. He was joyful in doing the things that his Father wanted him to do. So we're supposed to be doing the same thing. If his blood runs through our veins, and if we have taken his body and we have consumed it, what's the old adage? You are what you eat, from your head down to your feet. So if we're taking in Yahushua, because when we go through Passover, the Pesach, that's what we're taking in, that matzah. For those 7 days, and those 7 days symbolize your life, the time that you have between your birth and your death, as our previous rabbi used to say, that dash. That's what eating that bread is. It's preparing you for what you're going to do during that dash. And that wine, which was his blood, when we drink that spirit that flows through our veins, that's what we're symbolizing when we show our love for him, because we're going to be doing what he did. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs 15, verse 7 to 8. And it reads, "The lips of the wise sow with the hearts of fools. The sacrifice made by the wicked is an abomination to Yah. But the prayer of the upright is the delight, is his delight." So, when we share the knowledge of Yahushua, share the knowledge of the law, statutes, and judgment, we're showing that we're wise in Yahweh's word. We're showing our prosperity. Because what's one of the scriptures we read? Believe in Yahweh, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. That's our prosperity. Our prosperity is the knowledge and the understanding of the word of Yah. And the more we learn about the word of Yah, we begin to understand the word of Yah even more. That love that's been shown to man for so long. However, man just failed to realize how much love the Father has for us. And he just gives us the opportunity to show the same love to him through our connection with his Son, his only begotten Son. The one he loves. From here, we're going to go to Psalms 94, verse 12. And it reads, "Blessed is the man whom you discipline." Blessed is the man whom you discipline, Yah, and teach out of your law. From here, we're going to go to 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, "All scripture is given by inspiration of Yah, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Yah may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works." So when we understand this word, these scriptures that we read, these scriptures that we read are holy. These scriptures that we read in truth. And because of that, they correct us. They correct us. As we read them, we are supposed to reflect on our lives, reflect on our relationships that we have with people. Because he doesn't send us to various scriptures or various topics for no reason. There's a purpose for why we go to the scriptures we go to. There's a purpose. And he will reveal that purpose to you. But he tells us here, profitable for doctrine. Because we live in a time where people come up with their own doctrine and people follow after it. But we also know that those doctrines that are out there are being influenced by the adversary. Because it's only two things for us. You either serve Yah or you serve the adversary. You're either paying attention to the word of Yah or you're paying attention to the counterfeit. You're reading the scriptures to prove yourself that you're doing the right thing according to Yah's word. And if you're not doing the right thing, then you're going to be corrected through his word, by his instructions. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. And it reads, "My son, do not despise Yahweh's discipline, neither be weary of his reproof. For whom Yahweh loves, he reproves, even as a father reproves the son in whom he delights." Romans chapter 14, verse 5. And it reads, "One man esteems one day more important, another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind." And the Father took me here because he corrects each man according to how each man needs to be corrected. He instructs each man according to how he needs to be instructed. How he deals with me as an individual is going to be way different than how he deals with someone else. But I can't take how I believe he's dealing with someone else and associate it with me when I don't know anything about that, the inner workings of the next man. The only inner workings that I understand and know is mine. So we as believers have to be mindful of what are we doing? Are we comparing ourselves with the next man? And if we are, we need to stop. Because you're hindering your purpose when you do that. 1 Corinthians 31-32. And then this translation is coming from the Contemporary English Version. The other translations that I have been reading from is from the World, the World English Bible, the WEB Bible. So this reads a little different. And it reads, "If we carefully judge ourselves, we won't be punished. The Mighty One judges and punishes us. He does it to keep us from being condemned with the rest of the world." So, why does he chastise us? Why does he punish us? Because he doesn't want us to be with HaSatan and his minions. That's why. Because he has chosen us for a purpose, because he loves us. So he hears us when we talk to him, but we have to understand what we're doing as individuals serving the Most High. And are we in line with the scriptures? Are we walking in the example of Yahushua? are we clothed with his full armor? Are we demonstrating the character of that spirit? See, because that is the example that Yahushua showed. That's the example that he showed. And Yahushua accepted correction, even though he didn't need it. But he did it for our sake, so that we can see an example of a righteous man being dealt with by the wickedness of humanity. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. And it reads, "You have not yet resisted to blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exaltation which reasoned with you as with children. My son, do not take lightly the chastisement of the Mighty One, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For whom the Mighty One loves, he chastises and scourges every son whom he receives." So we have to understand the purpose of the chastisement. He's showing us that he loves us. If he's not correcting us, that means we're not one of his. Psalms 118, verse 18 to 21. And it reads, "Yah has punished me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh, the righteous will enter into it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation." So, family, that was the last scripture that the Father inspired me to write down and read to you all. So I hope that you got something from this. I have now. The Father is wonderful. Father is wonderful. He shows his love to us on a day-to-day basis. And he wants us to show the love back. And it's okay to show him love. It's okay to stand up for Yahushua because Yahushua stood up for us. It's okay for us to stand up for one another. But we have to make sure that we're standing up for one another in righteousness and in truth, and not just because. So I encourage everyone to be like Yahushua. Love the Father and love the Word and love life, because Yahushua is life. So love Yahushua and do as he did. So family, I'm going to end with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, our Messiah, our soon coming King, the one who laid his life down for us so so that we can have an opportunity to make it into your kingdom. May we give ear to your word throughout our days. May we stand firm on that foundation, which is Yahushua. May we accept your correction so that we can be part of that temple that you're creating of lively stones. We don't want to be one of those stones that's rejected by you. We don't want to be one of those people that you say, depart from me, ye doer of iniquity, for I never knew you. Father, continue to open our minds, open our ears, open our desire, stand firm on your word, for your word is true, and for your word has been interacting with man for so, so long. Because you love man. Father, we ask of thee to allow us to have a peaceful slumber so that we can wake up another day and hear the truth of your word and dwell with you. We ask these things in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shalom, Yisrael, and listening audience, friends and family, may you have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
Yeah. Day. I am humble, so I bow down. Nice to meet you. I give you me as a living sacrifice. Yeah. Everything I do is for you. You swallow me like a babe. Only in you I put my faith. Spoke to my heart today. When I think of you, it's hallelujah. I give all praise to you because you're worthy. I can't explain, it's something that most can't attain. There's so much joy in thee. Righteous is your holy name. Your ways, your thoughts, they remain the same. You took me and broke me down. Down, 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 down. You refined me when you tried me through the fire. We will do what you say. Your way, destruction. All you